Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, everybody, let's get into it. Get stoked, get it started, get it started, get it started.
Welcome, Big Brother fans. This is your Rad Reality Show Network. We connect you to the reality stars you love. I'm Cherry Garcia, and I'm so glad you can be here tonight with us for Manic Mondays with our beautiful host, Michelle Costa, from Big Brother Season 10, also known as the Portuguese Princess from Providence.
Just another Manic Monday. Wish it was.
If you have questions or comments, call in at 1-347-237-5506. And once you're on our switchboard, please do remember to listen to the prompts and press the number one key on your phone. That lets us know that you want to join us on air and you're not just listening to the show from our switchboard. Now, let's get this show started with a little intro for our host. Here we go.
You wanna play with magic? Boy, you should know what you're doing.
Everyone, I absolutely love today's date. It's 7/17/2017. I'm Cherry Garcia. This is the Rad Reality Show Network. Well, I just checked and it's still Monday, so there's just one thing I've got to say, and that's thank you so much for being here with all of us for Manic Mondays with our beautiful host, Michelle Costa from Big Brother Season 10. Michelle has two great guests lined up for tonight's show. From Big Brother 2, everyone adores her, and she's often referred to as the queen of Big Brother. Miss Monica Bailey will be here. And from Big Brother 13, with a smile that will melt your heart and tons of positivity, Keith Henderson will be here too. So we're going to have three Big Brother alumni, Michelle, Monica, and Keith, all sharing their opinions about the craziness that's going down in the Big Brother 19 house. This is definitely going to be a fun show. I'm not sure how many phone calls we're going to have time for, so have your best questions ready. And if you'd like to call in and talk to Michelle, Monica, and Keith, call in at 1-347-237-5506. And once you're on our switchboard, please remember to press the number one key phone so we know that you're ready to join us on air. Now, happy Manic Monday to one and all. I'm going to bring up our host, and let's get it started in here. Hi, Michelle. How are you, and how was your weekend, girl?
Hey, Cherry Pie. Hello, everybody out there in Manic Monday land. I'll get to my weekend in a few minutes. First, want to say welcome. I know Mondays could be the downers of the week, Cherry, because everything moving forward is closer to the weekend. We're at the beginning, but we have a show that is going to be amazing. Monica from Big Brother 2, she set the stage for us. You know, she put the rocks on the ground for us to walk through this Big Brother life. She will be joining us, and I cannot wait to hear what she's saying about everything that's going down. Keith from Big Brother 13, he will be calling in. We're doing this all at the same time, all together, and he will be letting us know. So what we're going to do is discuss each thing, and we're going to each have our say in it. What is going on with Paul? He made it on TMZ. Who says blackface anymore? That is out. All right? Discussing that. Mark and Josh just got into a pickle juice, hot sauce, ranch, ketchup fight. What's up with that? Christmas is out in July, or is she really in? Did she hear the votes, or did she not? Was that fair? I don't know. We'll talk about that in a few. Is Kevin outed? Better not be, because my mojos will get their mojos. Better believe that. So if you guys are interested in anything that I just said and then some, make sure you guys jot down whatever questions, comments, and make sure if you can't call in, do. We'll try to get you in. But God only knows if we'll be able to take the call because there'll be a lot going on. I would like to address something with everybody before we continue the show. I just want to let everybody know thank you for all the love and support that you guys have given me in the past couple of days. I will get to what happened to me this weekend. Your girl, unfortunately, had a really bad, I don't know what kind of reaction, but we'll just stick with allergic reaction, hives, whatever you want to call it. Saturday during the day at work, I started off with a couple of hives on my arm. It developed to my face. 4:15, I took a Benadryl. By 6:30, 7 o'clock, I was driving myself to the emergency room. I had some sort of allergic reaction to what? I don't know. I don't take meds, so I know it wasn't that. I ate food the same that I do all the time. I don't really go off course. I don't think I tried any new lotions, but is it something that I've been using that changed its formula? I don't know. So they didn't really have an answer for me, but they did give me prednisone. It's a steroid. I don't know. And I call it the devil drug. And I've been getting a lot of people that have been sending me messages about how they've been taking it for either short period of time, long period of time. And I've taken it for 2 days, and it is absolutely crazy. I've had nightmares, sweats, felt like my heart was jumping out of my chest. I just wanted to hug somebody. I want to eat everything. I don't know. It's just crazy. I feel like I'm like a speed demon and hyperactive. So just let you guys know, I just took 3 because I'm tapering myself off. I guess that's what they call it. Because I was going to cold turkey it. But I spoke to my doctor today. He told me to just take 2 more days of it. I was supposed to take 7 more days, but I can't do it. So for everybody out there who has been on that or have ever been on steroids or anything like that for, you know, purposes to make you healthy. My heart goes out to you because, like, I couldn't even imagine doing it for months, like people have told me, years even. So thank you for sending me all the comments and everything. I really appreciate it. So if you hear me kind of going off on a banjo, don't even mind me. Just, I'm going in a roid rage, I guess. I don't know. Cherry, have you ever taken any type of, like, things for, like, roids or anything like that for any type of symptoms you've had? Like, have you experienced anything that I've experienced before?
Oh. Michelle?
Cherry might be. Yes.
We have one of your guests already with us.
Okay, yeah. So I just want to address that because I know a lot of you guys have been sending me messages, and I love you all for thinking about me. So enough of the bad stuff. Let's get to the really good bad stuff. So let's see. I wonder who our first guest is. It's either one or the other. So let's surprise us, all of us.
We have from BB13, Keith Henderson is with us. Hi, Keith.
Hey, guys. What's up? How are you?
Hey, Keith. What's going on?
Not much. I've been thinking about you. That's about it. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm just trying to get through these next couple of days. I'm just dealing with this. Yeah. So I'm just trying to get through it. But just let you guys all know, the hives and the rash and everything left my body the next day. So I am a completely different person on the outside. It's the insides that are not doing so good, but we'll get through it, Keith. Baby,
well, hey, you know, Michelle, no, you know I'm praying for you, so everything's good, okay?
I know, baby. I know you're not on social media and stuff, so you didn't even know about this till right now, so I know. I know. It's okay, baby, but we're going to talk about, oh, my gosh, Big Brother 19 has been just out of control. We're going to be joined by Monica from Big Brother 2 in a few minutes, okay? But having you on right now, can you just really kind of maybe give us a couple of your thoughts right now before we really get into major topics of the season so far?
Okay. It's definitely an amazing cast. I like all the newbies. I think that they could have done okay even without Paul being in it. I rooted for Paul last year. I don't like him in the game. I'll be honest. Good guy as a person and things, but I just do not. He screwed up the whole cast, which made production screw a little bit of things up too, based upon having him in the house. If I have to say some of my favorite players right now, I like how Kevin's playing. I love how Cody was playing. I mean, his strategy was right. He had everything right. All the people were in his corner, but the only thing that screwed him up was that twist. If they wouldn't have had that twist, he would have been able to backdoor Paul perfect. He won the veto, saved himself. When he was on the block, he saved the veto, took himself off. Then he won HOH. Then he did all those other things. I mean, he was playing the game so right. If it wasn't for production screwing him, then he would still be in the house. So I'm definitely like I was a hardcore player like that, you know, and LC Brian was a hardcore player like that. So I'm all for those type of players. And I hope he's the one that gets to come back in the house and play and then backdoor Paul and just get revenge in some kind of way, like stab him in the back some kind of way. And other than that, I think that Jessica is hot. I think that Elena is hot.
Their game, but they are hot.
Yeah, but they are hot to look at. And other than that, I think the next person who's on their way out is definitely Jessica, and I hate that's going to happen because I would have still wanted to see her and Cody in the show, man. But now they're going to have to battle back against one another. So I don't know. I'm enjoying the season. It's really good.
You know, I agree with you. I think that the cast was awesome before they put Paul in. I like Paul. He's my boy outside the game, but we're talking about inside the Big Brother house right now. I think that they should have never brought him back in. Okay,
absolutely.
They did. And I agree with you that probably Cody was, you might not have liked him, you might not have been a fan of him. He has the craziest looks on his face, and he doesn't even actually change his face, but every time you look at him, it's even crazier. But the fact that he was trying to make a big, ballsy move right off the bat, that's what we want. We want that. And then all of a sudden, there's that safety, right? That safety. What do you think about the safety that is going to be up in 4 days?
I think that was baloney, too, because if you remember in our season, they had the golden key or golden ticket, whatever they called it. But it had somebody safe for however many weeks, and then they weren't able to compete. All they were able to do was just have a vote. But he's safe and he's able to compete and win stuff, and then it's like totally screwy, man. Like I don't think it's fair. Like if they were gonna save him, he shouldn't have been able to compete or do anything, but just maybe have a vote.
That's like Danielle Donato. She had that golden key, right?
Yeah. Yep. In our season, she couldn't do anything. All she could do was just vote. And then Portia won it too. And all they were able to do was vote. They couldn't play in veto. They couldn't play in comp. None of that. But see, Paul on the flip side, he's safe and he could play in comp. He could play HOA. He could play veto. He could do all of that. And then screw people over too. So that just makes no sense. So I don't like that either.
Well, they're calling this like the Netta 2.0. So Netta from Big Brother Canada 5.
Canada.
She
yep.
got the safety. She was able to play HOH. She was able to do the veto. She was able to do the noms. But guess what, Keith? Once she got safety, 1 minute later, her ass was out the door.
Ah, okay. Yeah, and that's the same thing that happened to Paul. I just don't know if any of these guys themselves, though. I don't know if these guys can think for themselves, like they even have it in their head. Like if I was Alex, I would be so close to him. And then at the minute I got to stab him, I would do it. Like, but I think she's just so... You're so twisted and amped on friendship that she wouldn't even try. But she's like the prime person because she's so close to him. The minute I got a chance, whoever gets that kind of house, I get Cody. I say, look, this is what we're going to do. We're going to backdoor his ass and get him out of here. Like, but she's so amped up that I don't with being in friendship that I don't think she's even going to try and do it. But she would be the perfect person to do it.
Well, do you think that Alex's HOH was solid or was it a flop?
No, it's a flop. She should have listened to what – she was too scary, man. Like, she listened to whatever Paul said. Jason was like, listen, we can't put Jessica on the block. It just doesn't work. And then she said, well, yes, we have to, man. She said, because I'm working with other people. That's what she said. I got other commonalities. Something she said it. But really, she's working with Paul. That's all she cares about. Screwing everybody in for her, but they don't see it. So, no, her HOH is just Paul's HOH.
I was excited when she won. I said, yes, you know, this is going to be a game changer because now we're going to be able to see what Alex can do because I really was like, Alex is, you know, hardcore. She's a comp beast. She's mm-hmm. going to definitely flip it. And, you know, she made the deal with Elena. Yeah, okay. And then Elena's like, you need to save Billy, Bob, Joe, Nick, Phil, David, Mark,
yeah.
You know, she named the entire house besides the flipping fish. Like, what the hell's up with that?
Yeah, she did. That was
Michelle?
Yes.
Your second
yes,
guest
yes, sorry,
is
Pat.
On the switchboard.
All right, Keith,
hold
that thought, baby. Let's bring up our legend, along another legend, and make it a tri-legend. And we're going to get real, real deep, but we need to introduce her first.
Yeah,
and let's roll the carpet out.
Yeah.
What? I think the roids are kicking in. Sorry. All right, let's bring up our guest.
Here we go. We'll do this first. From Big Brother Season 2, the Big Brother Queen, we have Miss Monica Bailey with us. Hi, Monica.
What's up, Michelle? Stop acting up. You are cutting up already, and I ain't even on the phone yet.
Listen, you know that I'm cray-cray, but we need to just, like, blow the horns and feed you grapes or do whatever because you are Monica, girl. Welcome to the show.
I'm glad to be on the show. It's been a minute. It's worth it. Tonight is a good night to be on. Hi, Keith.
Yes.
Hey, what's happening, Monica? I never met you, but I'm a fan. I've been watching since Big Brother 1, so I know I've seen your season in Big Brother 2. So I know what's up.
Thank you, sweetie, and I watched you too. You know, I have to watch to see how long the black boy's gonna last. That's just how I get down. Hello.
So we got Keith's Angels. I had to get it out.
Michelle, I had
we
to get
the
it out.
We got the queen and we got the princess and we got Keith's Angels. This is just a, you know, a nice menage a trois going on right here.
That's right. Y'all know how.
So I'm going to try to make sure we keep this in order and everybody got their say.
Yeah.
And listen, I'm a little out of control. I blame the meds. So if you guys just need to just talk over me, do. But we're going to do... try to do this smoothly, topic by topic.
Yes.
Chat room, if you guys got any questions, comments, put that in. Okay. Now,
let me just say this. All the listeners and all the fans, you know I love y'all to pieces. What you see is what you get. Don't get your panties in a bunch.
Mm-hmm. Don't get them pubic hairs in a twist.
Don't do it. It's not that serious.
That's right. Go ahead, Miss Host. Okay. Shoot, so do you guys wanna go slow and gentle, or do you guys wanna just bam it in? What do you guys wanna do?
Well, I think it should, you know, I was listening to you and Keith and that was nice, and I like to, you know, continue on that level until it's time, you know. I don't speak unless it's something important to talk about. And then we're gonna get down to the get down. But I do wanna start first. Second, I have to get this out before I forget, because I'm like you. I talk a lot and I forget. The only thing, one thing I want to say, and Christmas, bless her, I hope a speedy recovery. You know, the process you have to go through to get on that show, and I know this is something she wanted to do, so I know she's heartbroken, and I'm heartbroken for her. But you know what? There's no reason for her to still be there, and I'm sorry. That's all I'm going to say on that.
I got to agree with you on that, too.
Like, it's not... that's not fair. Even for her to have a vote from the hospital, like, come on, man. Like, that's a little bit much right there.
We don't know who she talked to in the hospital. And when you sign the contract, you're supposed to have no contact with the people on the outside of the world. And so she was going out the house, so anything could happen. I'm just saying.
But like, I agree totally, because you don't know somebody. People, you know how the fans get. They could have been looking for her hospital room or trying to sneak around. But anybody could, like, just walk past her door and say, hey, hey, Christmas, Kevin took the $25,000 in the beginning of the game, and that could have just kept walking, and that could have screwed his game up.
You say
fan, you know?
It could have been a doctor or a nurse or an assistant physician or anybody, honey. Just that's all I'm saying.
That's phlebotomist, anything. Yep.
I agree with you guys, and that actually was going to be the way I was going to start the conversation with us, okay?
Okay.
So we're talking about Christmas. And she broke, you know, many bones, obviously, fooling around in the house. Now, what I want to know from you guys, let's get down to the nitty-gritty, okay?
Okay.
So they tell her that Big Brother asked her that it is her decision whether she wants to stay in the house or not after surgery. Now, number one, to say the word surgery right there off the bat, boom, bam, you're done. You got to go home and recover like a normal person would. Now, you need recovery time. You want drogas. You need to make sure you don't get infections. You need to make sure there's a lot of shit that goes right when you're doing surgery. Now, can you understand why Big Brother would take that much, just all that pressure on themselves and expect the house guests to, like, baby her, make sure they wipe her ass and all that kind of stuff? Talk about that for a minute. Let's start off with Monica. Start off with that. What is going on with that?
Well, see, it's kind of a slippery slope, and it could go many ways. I don't know if the rules changed and the contracts changed since when I did it, you know, 2001. I just know that if it's an emergency, you need to be seen. You can't. But we've never had an instance like this before. But I think that they want to keep an eye on her for themselves. But I just think it's not fair to other contestants. What they should have did was I know they feel bad for her, but they should have put her on the block, let her go bye-bye, and heal. And what Big Brother should have done, they do it on other shows like The Voice. If they was really, you know, felt for them, next year you can come back.
Yeah,
but
she could come back next
year.
I don't know what their strategic thinking is. I don't know what it is. I don't know if they want us outside of the house talking about it, but I just think it's just not fair to the other guys in the house. But that's their dumbness for keeping her in there in the first place. So if they keep her and she can't perform and she's still, you know, that's crazy. I don't think it's fair. That's just all I'm going to say. It's not fair.
I agree with what you're saying, but if you guys follow the feed and just watch the different different sites, the minute she got hurt, she fell on the ground and then they took her to the diary room and she asked Big Brother if I throw the flag in right now, would y'all bring me back next year? So I'm thinking the Big Brother told her hell no, you know what I'm saying? You need to make the decision yourself. We can't promise you that. And then now we see her going through the competitions and doing that and doing this. So I think they told her no, like we can't. They probably told her something like we can't guarantee you that because if they would have said absolutely, yeah, I'm sure she would have left. Like why not leave and heal? But what's going to happen now is she's going to make jury. She's going to be on the jury. So I mean, she'll get that money for however long sitting in the jury house and all of that too. So. They'll be done with her next year. She won't be even be a thought. She won't have the experience the 100% like some of the other competitors may have. But she's gonna make jury, and then she's gonna be there till the end. She's gonna get that.
You know what, Keith?
Okay.
And I'm glad you brought that up. A jury. This whole house, all they want to do is go to the jury. I've never seen such disgustingness in my life.
Yep. That's all they talk about. Oh,
well,
I make
she
jury.
Also is a vote for Paul if he does make it. So
I know.
They don't want to get rid of that, right?
I know.
Now, this is the thing that
you
said, Monica, right, is, and I think Cherry and both Keith touched upon it, she made a comment when she went to the first time to get the MRI. She was in incognito gear. She had a hat, glasses, whatever. But if you're a Big Brother fan and you're watching the feeds or somebody you know watched the feeds and you know somebody works in the hospital and then you hear she's going to have surgery – don't you think there's going to be some people kind of loitering around the lobby, loitering around? How much wigs and sunglasses can you possibly put on somebody until you see somebody stick out like a sore thumb?
They could have yelled out stuff to her. They could have yelled
I said, hey, walk past the room and say, hey, Cody, flip, anything.
So I just disagree with her still being in house. She shouldn't have been given an option. She should have been told, I'm sorry, but you're not playing to the full potential of what we for the summer. And I'm sorry, it's just those things just happen.
I got to point this out too. Also, because in the beginning of the game, I like Christmas. I was rooting for her. I like the whole
me too.
The athletic side that she come from. She hot to me. And then, even if I was in the house, I wouldn't have put her up. But you better believe, the minute she got up there, I would have been one vote saying, get out of here, because she's just too strong. I don't see how she survived that first eviction, the first night when they let the nerdy guy go, Cameron or whatever.
That's
Christmas
right. Cameron, yeah.
And then Christmas was on the block I think she was on the block a second week.
So that's
same
sweet,
thing.
Yep.
Yeah, I wouldn't have never put her up myself personally, but and I would have been friends with her. But you better believe, the minute she got on that block, she'd have been one vote for me saying, "Hey, she gotta go." I would have told her what I wanted to hear, and then I would have gotten in that room and say, "I'll vote to you, Big Chris," because she's too strong. Look at she's not even doing anything, and she got everybody there.
Yep.
Raven was saying to Matt that she doesn't think that it's fair that Christmas is there, so at least some of the house guests have to be feeling the same way we're feeling.
Absolutely.
Well, I do feel like I said. You have to feel bad for her, and I totally do. And I could imagine what she's going through.
Oh, yeah.
But you know what?
To be as fit as she is.
Okay,
and
moving right along. Next question.
Okay, so this is my next thing about Christmas, and we'll just, finish up a little bit with her. Okay, this is my next problem, okay? So I can't even believe this when Julie Chen said, next, we'll have Christmas on the phone voting for eviction, okay?
That blew my mind.
God damn it. She's on the goddamn phone, and then when she comes back in the goddamn house, she's telling people or she's telling somebody that she heard other people's goddamn votes. Now, talk about that shit. Keith, go ahead. That's some bullshit.
Because somebody told her. I don't know if it was production or like we were talking about earlier, maybe somebody in the hospital whispered something to her. This person said this, or this person did that, or this person's going to vote this way. It's totally rigged by production. And I think because she's probably told production, I'm rooting for Paul, they're going to keep her around. They're going to make sure she don't get, that she's not leaving anytime soon, that she's going to get on jury because like you said, she's a vote for Paul, and they want Paul to win.
Yep, because
she actually said she heard it on the phone while she was waiting to put her vote in. They didn't mute her, and she heard the first two votes because she was third.
I ain't got nothing. I don't have nothing to say because those people are going to do it the way they want to do it. So, you know, it is what it is.
I got a problem with that. They should have put her first, and then make sure she's off the phone, and then do the rest of the votes. Why put her number three? Why? Mm-hmm. Why number three? You know where she's at. She's in the hospital. Put her first.
Mm-hmm.
I got a problem with that.
Yep.
That's my problem.
I don't know who's out there, but that's my problem. My two cents is in.
And I got a problem because I like Kevin. And if this is going to mess up Kevin's game, now we got a bigger problem than we did before.
Lord have mercy.
Yeah, because Kevin, that's gold right there.
Kevin, I love Kevin too, but he's being a little screwy too because he's letting Paul in on stuff. Like, he shouldn't be telling Paul anything. Like, Paul, he thinks he can trust Paul. Like, I don't, you know, the thing that I don't understand about, yes, we here to enjoy the summer. Yes, we here to make friends. But at the end of the day, ultimately, we here for $500,000. Like, we could be friends after this. If I got a chance to stab somebody in the back or get them out of there, I'm doing it. Like, why do I want to be sitting? How come I seem like I'm the only person who thinks normal? Like, when you get in this house, people start playing with their emotions. Like, oh, I like him as a friend. I like her as a friend. Absolutely not. Yeah, I like you as a friend, but I'm here to win $500,000. I didn't sign a contract that says, we're going to help Paul through this game, or we're going to give Paul a great summer. That's not what my contract says. My contract says you signing up for this game to win $500,000. You do whatever you need to do to win this money. Say you're friends with somebody. Say this. Tell them what they want to hear. But make sure you slick enough that when you get in that diary room, you vote the way you want to vote. Like, don't let them know. But yes, Paul, I vote to evict Christmas. I vote to evict Paul. All of that. Like, I would be doing it, and then I'd be friends on the, you know, in face value, I'd be friends with him. But the minute I could stab somebody in the back, get somebody out of there, I'm doing it.
Well, you know, history shows that, see, what happens is, this is what happens when you recruit people and they don't go through the real process like they did in the past. When you recruit people to be on the show, they are fans. They're in love. The first thing you need to do, get that vet out of there. Why you let him have a second chance? Stop playing yourself. Be a fan outside of the house. Don't be a fan inside the house. You saw how he played, and that's why they was pissed at Cody. And we'll get to Cody in a minute. And FYI, I don't look at feeds. I read stuff when people post, you know, from different sites, but I watch the show. So all the things people said Cody said and Paul is doing, I've just been reading a whole lot of stuff. I'm going by what I've seen before people get their panties all up in a bunch. So
don't get them pubic hairs on twist, people. We already said it. Keep them pubic hairs straight.
They are being fans. And Cody said it good. He played a great social game. He got everybody up. I'm not gonna tell no later for him. And that's what made me like Cody. Some people dog me out, but I don't care about that because I don't take it personal that way and say some really derogatory, stupid shit. But I'm talking about how he started playing the game.
Yeah.
He didn't think about Paul. Damn Paul.
Well, let's talk about Cody. We're done with Christmas. Christmas is over. See you next December. All right? So, Cody, now, can we just discuss the one thing that we have not seen in a long time in this game is, which to me, I got to give kudos where kudos is due, and that's with Cody having an alliance and then doing his own thing without the alliance knowing. And he shook things up. Unfortunately, we got the safety for Paul that screwed it all up, and everybody jumped ship. So let's talk about that. Talk about Cody's moves without letting his alliance know. I think that's a little bit what you were talking about, Monica, right?
Yes, it was. When I started watching and I saw this man start the way he did, I was like, oh, my God. Me and my sister were like, we back. Big Brother's back. Oh, my God. All right, Miss Robin Cash, you turned it out. This boy is the bomb. I liked how he started off. He had the right idea, and I liked what he said at his interview at the end with Julie. Listen, he didn't need to tell him anything. He didn't really need, because he knew what they were going to do. It backfired. Hadn't Paul had his safety, it would have been a whole different game right now. Trust and believe that. I like the way Cody played. Like I said, I'll repeat it again. I've only saw the things he did on the show. I didn't watch any feeds. So I don't know these other things people are saying about him. Did he have crazy looks? Yes. So what? He can look the way he want to look, and he can do whatever he want to do. He didn't sign up to play no children's game. He was a grown-ass man playing a grown-ass Big Brother game. Now, y'all put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Mm. And now, you know what?
Damn, I want to be smoking something right now. Okay, go ahead, Keith.
Now, I agree with everything you said 100%. Even to the extent, I liked him before, even when they were doing his preseason interviews. And the reason why people don't realize, the reason why he's the way he is because he's ex-military. He's a Marine. Like, if anybody knows anything about Marines, they are very serious. They don't play no games.
Yeah.
Like he comes across like total Marine. Right. So I didn't, and that's the type of person you need in the house.
Yeah.
So I liked him right away. He thinks for himself. He's not caught up in drama. He's not caught up in like, I love this person. He ain't got no emotion. Okay, and he's there to win $500,000. He ain't there to be friends with Paul, and his moves were calculated. He won competitions when he had to. He was strong. He was the toughest player in the house. And shame on his alliance for turning their back on him, because
shame on them.
He told the boys Mark and what's the other guy, the salt and pepper guy,
the silver fox.
He told both of them in the storage room. They showed him. I'm thinking about backdooring Paul. And they was like, well. I'm just like, man, he let them know. If I would have been in the house, you know what I would have said? If hell would have went loose, I'd have had to stand up and say, listen here, I was right with Cody. Mark was with us. This person was with us. We got to get Paul's ass out of here. Paul, you got to go. I would have turned evil dick on him. I would have made it hell for Paul just so he wouldn't be able to go and get in people's ears like he did. He totally got – he's played the simp role and Cody's whole alliance turned on him.
That was terrible. And when this is all said and done, and when they look at this, they're going to look like a damn bunch of fools. That's what they're going to look like.
They jumped ship. They got scared.
They didn't even – and I was saying to myself, like, if they – fine, he shot and missed. If they would have just stayed together – I mean, I would have tried to do all I could, just keep us together and say, man, okay, fine. I missed. We got 3 weeks. We need to stick together. Like, he's the outside. If they would have stayed together, they could have did it. But they also love struck on this guy. He's sitting in the circle singing Kumbaya to him and telling him bedtime stories. Like, they're in love with this guy. But, yeah, so in all actuality, production screwed Cody over because they saw what he was going to do.
Okay, so let me talk about Cody. So my first take on him is I don't like him, okay?
Okay.
I don't like him, but when I started to play the game, I said I don't like him, but I respect his game a lot. Why?
Gotcha.
Number one is this man put up a third of the goddamn house. Now you tell me, whoever started off the game of Big Brother putting up five people or trying to, because one of them got cock-blocked. You tell me who put up five people and their alliance jumped ship because the cock blocking of this damn Den of Temptation, okay? You got to give the man respect. If you don't like him, you got to just say, damn, who have you seen put up? Let's see, Jillian, Megan self-evicted, Jillian, Alex wins the veto. Then Alex takes herself off. Paul gets put up. He's got a damn goddamn pendant that glows from his neck. Then he takes them down. And, you know, and that's just the way it goes. It was just crazy. It was doomsday for him. And I hope that he comes back in the house.
I do, too.
God bless.
Okay.
Michelle, what about this damn temptation? It only helped Paul, Christmas, and one other player that we're going to find out soon. But, I mean, come on. This whole thing had to be somewhat set up from the beginning. They knew – come on. Big Brother knew that when they put all those people out there, somebody was going to take 25 grand and bring Paul in. They knew that. That was a given. So Paul comes back in the house. Den of Temptation Paul wins and gets 3 weeks.
3 weeks.
I mean,
yeah.
I think that it almost had to be set up for him to come back.
Well, yeah, 25,000. Who's not going to take that? Nobody knows? Please. Please.
Right.
So he knew he was going to come back in the house and have 3 weeks of
chaos.
Yeah, of safety.
Being in the house of safety before he walked in the house.
He still gets to play. He still got to compete in competition and everything while he was safe. He won HOH. Shit.
And
right.
Yeah, people get mad and say, no, that's not true. That's not a setup. But if it's not, it visually looks that way. It feels that way. If it quacks like a duck, it's a duck.
That's right.
Quack, quack,
quack,
quack.
Right.
All right. We're going to call Paul Donald Duck from now on. No, I'm just kidding.
No.
then let's go to the HOH, okay?
Oh, my
God. You got literally Christmas going on, her Christmas balls that are supposed to be on Christmas trees, she's rolling around. And Candy Crush, when he's just on the show Candy Crush, okay, and all the other players are giving him the goddamn tickets. I mean, what the hell is that about?
Yeah, right there in Cody's face, like Mark giving him to him and his whole alliance. Like, and then Cody, and I like Cody how he didn't go off and he didn't say, God, you betrayed me. He didn't do anything like that. He just kept the cool on the back of his head, like, "Yep, okay, I remember this. I remember that." So when he get back in the game, he gonna come for everybody, and they're gonna be so salty.
Well, you guys, Cody did do something very smart, level headed. He gave the hand to Paul, showed him respect, and then what did he do? He planted the seed. He planted
yes,
the
he did.
Seed, honey. Before he left, he said, plant you seed. It's going to grow, and it's going to come out and branch out and get you all. And I hope he comes back, because now that seed has been planted, it has now gone and trickled down economics, right? So now we've seen, you know, them planting seeds about Mark and Dominique. Not that I wanted to see Dominique involved in this innocent bystander, but for me, it is what it is. It's the game. That's how you play Big Brother. That's how you play, okay? Mm-hmm. Okay.
What
so,
you mean? What you mean? What you
Michelle.
Mean?
Yes. Wait, who am I going to talk to first?
Would you want to take a call from somebody first?
Yeah. Let's
yep,
do it.
Hold on 1 second. Hold on 1 second, Terry. So, Monica, what do you mean,
yes.
What you mean, what?
What I mean, I know Dominique is, I have to keep repeating, because I watch the show only. I don't watch the feeds.
Okay.
And I'm reading a lot of
okay.
stuff that I don't, I'm getting gist of. But if somebody deserves to go home, and sometimes you are casualty, it happens. We know it. Unfortunately, it is what it is. But if you're going to be a casualty and you're going to go home, but it shouldn't be no whole big production leading up to
it
why
was,
you should go home. Because I still, reading what I've been reading and looking at TMZ and reading all these different blogs.
Wait. We haven't got there yet.
I'm sorry.
We haven't got there yet. No, it's just... just the seed that Cody planted was that from what they all knew, that nobody knew about Cody's plan.
Right.
Nobody knew. It was just Cody. Before Cody left, they had a discussion, and Cody told, I believe it was Paul, that
uh-huh.
Dominique and Mark both knew about the plan. And that
right.
was just to put a little wedge into their alliance. He
yeah.
just wanted to put a little doubt in their alliance.
And that was
so
fine.
Now,
that's how you play the game.
And then from we'll get into how it exploded.
Yeah.
But let's take a call.
Okay.
And then we're going to go back to that, because I know that's the point. That's where we want to get to, girl.
Okay.
We're doing the build-up. I want to talk about it, too. All right. Yes, Cherry Pie, let's bring up the caller.
Okay. We have Abdias with us. Hi, Abdias. You're on with Michelle, Monica, and Keith.
What's up, Michelle, Monica, Keith, Cherry? Happy Manic Monday.
Hey.
Hello. What's going on? I just had to get in here because Monica, as always, is keeping it real. I
yeah.
had a I had to agree with some of the things you guys are saying, and Keith too. And it's interesting because I feel like both of them can really like express their opinion, being that Monica is like an OG, so she can see how Big Brother has changed from beginning to now. So that was one of my first questions. Like, do you feel like if you were in the game now, like, are all the twists beneficial for the game, or is Big Brother kind of losing its edge, what made it Big Brother? And then Keith, like, you were in the house when like a whole bunch of vets came in too, so how was it playing, or how did that affect your game? Because it's kind of like this season is kind of both things you guys experienced.
Monica, you want to go first?
Say what?
I said, you want to go first? You're
an OG, yeah. So, like, how do you feel with how things are going? Like, is the game easier? Is it harder? Do you feel like it's not as organic when you were on there?
Yeah, I'll tell you. It was organic. There was a Big Brother 1, but Big Brother 2, so it wasn't too much to go by. It was two different types of shows. So we were kind of organic, and we were playing a game. We didn't know our elbow from our kneecaps. Some of us didn't. I'm not going to speak for everybody. But it was authentic. It felt organic. But now it feels – we had people – they didn't have to recruit. There was nothing to go by. We didn't know nothing about what, okay, we had to go by something. No, we went in there, a new show. We weren't going to get no connection to the outside world. We were not going to be able to read, write, do anything. We didn't have
veto.
No veto. See, in my era, there was no veto. There was no microwave. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
We had to earn to work out. We had to run around the yard to work out. We didn't have no luxury. So I've always felt that these guys got it too good. And they're in there for the wrong reason. I'm not saying we wasn't there for the money. We know there was money around, but you had to do what you got to do to get the money. But it's a different way that we went about getting that money. And I just think that it's a different kind of people playing the game. They have a different kind of set of rules. Big Brother's been on since forever. They got to keep the momentum going. But some of it don't feel so good. It makes I still get excited about it. But would I go back on the show? But would I make it to Final 3? Hell no. Not with the type of people that's coming on the show now. I invite vets. I think vets should come in there and run the house, but within
Michelle,
a different kind of realm.
I hate to interrupt, but we do have another Big Brother alum on the switchboard as a surprise.
Ooh.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
All right.
I know you love surprises.
Don't give me a heart attack because my heart's already racing. Jeepers, crow, you people going to hurt me today. All right. Well, Adias, we're going to get back to your question with Keith. Miss Monica, let me tell you something, girl. We love to see your ass back in that house. And let me tell you something. If America had anything to do with that, you be winning all the votes, the Den of Temptations, the Golden Veto, the Diamond Veto, the Coup d'Etat, Pandora's
Box. That's right.
Whatever the hell we got.
I love it.
Thank you.
We're going to be voting for you for all of it, Monica.
Thank you.
Let me bring up your surprise caller. We have a surprise for you, and he's on the switchboard now.
Hello?
Yes.
Am I on? Hello? Hi, how are you?
Great. Who is this?
Just kidding.
Parker! No! Oh, shit. Now we just turned even higher.
You know, it was just a lot of color up on this phone chat, so I was like, let me get my black ass on the phone.
Okay, I can't hear. Who is this?
It's Parker, girl.
Monica.
The love of my life. Hi, sweetie.
Yes. How you doing?
I'm doing good, baby. I know when you heard my big ass mouth, you had to call.
Oh yeah, I saw it pop up on my timeline, so I was like, yeah, I got to get up on there.
Hey, Parker, your boy Keith is on too. Keith, where are you?
I know. Yeah, Keith, I cussed his ass out.
Why?
Because he sent me a text message line talking about he's gonna be on this season.
Parker,
you know I love you. How are you doing?
I mean, straight up lied.
Hey, Parker, don't drag me, bro. Don't do that.
Straight up lied.
Oh,
but yeah,
shit.
I'm finally caught up on this season. Finally. And,
could you please give us your
cat.
2 cents, please? Give us your 2 cents.
I do like
yeah.
this cat.
Parker, add it.
I
yeah,
like this
give
cat.
Us the 2 cents. And we haven't even
but,
got to the TMZ yet, please. Don't go there
oh,
yet.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh,
oh God.
Because, you know, I like this cast. I like them a lot, actually. You know, but I don't like what the fuck Alex
did. Are you a
did,
Paul
she was,
fan
like,
or
thirsty
not?
For... Nah, I'm good on Paul.
Thank
I mean, like, the thing, but, I mean, but don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. I like Paul. I like him as a person, but he don't need to be in that house. This season would have been great without him.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I mean, that's,
amen.
That's just, like, real. Like, you know, like, who gives a fuck? Okay, like, we saw you last season. Okay, bye. Like, we don't need to see you again. And now, like, the only thing I don't really like about how they bring people back is, like, people become more gimmicky, you know, in a sense. Especially Paul. Paul is, like, super gimmicky. You know, if you look at his diary room.
Friendship.
You know,
yeah, the friendship
Yeah, if you look
stuff,
at his diary
and,
room,
yeah.
how his tone, how, you know, how his tone is in the diary room, it's very contrived. And it just doesn't sound natural at all. And, like, I don't know, I just find people like that just to be kind of, I don't know, whatever. But whatever you got to do
okay.
to get a follow on Twitter, I guess.
Okay, so let's just talk about the elephant in the room. And we're going to start off with Keith, who's been sitting back quietly. And we're going to talk about what we've all wanted to talk about, okay? And I want to hear all of your opinion that's on right now, okay? I'm going to start off with Keith. Keith, we all saw what happened last night. The feeds were blowing up. The tweets were blowing up. TMZ was blowing up. Perez was blowing up. Everybody blowing up, okay? Now, what is your analysis of the black face, black paint, snake making Dominique's life hell for her last day, whatever the case may be? Please talk about what your opinion on that is, and then we'll go down the line.
I think they're trying to turn back into BB15. Everybody remember how BB15 was full of racist and you know discriminatory stuff and enough is enough. I mean, don't give the girl a hard time. Like she's a smart girl and she exposed everybody. So now they want to get out of there. Like that's just what happens. Like when you get on top and you start doing things and try to make moves and busting everybody else out, then they want you to go. So. I don't agree with it, and things happen in the Big Brother house, and they cast people who have these big personalities, and they expect you to get in there and do stuff like that. But as far as blackface and all that crazy stuff, like I'm still African American, so I mean I definitely don't agree with it. And she's African American, I don't agree with it. And you know if she goes, she goes. That's my.
She's already on the block. Why even go there, Monica? So,
nope. Go,
Paul,
you can go
Paul,
to Parker.
Parker. Okay, so Parker. So Paul actually saying that he's going to wear the snake outfit with the black paint, black face, whatever ears you decide that you want to hear it from, to the live eviction, to the veto nomination ceremony. Don't you think DR
yeah,
told him,
saw...
please don't do that?
Of course
nope.
they did. Of course they did. Absolutely. They told him not to do that. But, like, the thing is, like, I saw the video, you know, and, like, it's still hard to say if he was, like, just commenting. It's hard to kind of tell if he was, like, just commenting on the mask being black. But he did say blackface. I mean, that was clear. He said that
he
exact phrase, blackface. You know what I mean? And, like, my whole thing is, like, I just would love to have a season where – I don't have to be subject to racial undertones. You know, it would just be really nice to get that at least one fucking season where we don't have to deal with it. You know, there was a fucking, you see what happened with Walmart today, right?
No.
No.
Walmart, someone had posted an item. It was like a some kind of hair net or whatever like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, for the weed.
The color said nigger brown. On the Walmart website.
Oh, my
website.
God.
Yes. So you mean to tell me that I'm supposed to stop pulling, I'm supposed to stop showing my race card when it's always dealt to me? You know what I mean? You got
See,
shit like
my
this
husband and I haven't shopped
in
a Walmart in 15 years. That, I can't stand that store.
Yeah, but it's just like shit like this is like all the time, you know. So like I'm not surprised, you know. I'm definitely not surprised. Will it be the last time somebody says some bullshit? Nope.
But you know what? You know what, guys? It's like this. Like some people can get away with some of those things. Some cast members can get away with. I'll give you an example. Dan from your season season 14. He never said anything racist, but he was the biggest liar. But then on the flip side, he was claiming to be this Catholic guy or this or that. And he lied all through the game. Everybody thought, oh, that's just perfect gameplay. But when Howard, who was a Christian and was praying, told his first lie, they was ready to kick him out, hang him, nail him to the cross. But Dan did the same thing. Dan lied all the way through the game.
That's how they do.
He was a Catholic guy, was a priest, and that was the best thing in the world. Like his gameplay was awesome. But Howard told one lie. And because he was praying, they say, wait a minute, you're supposed to be a Christian. You're supposed to be Jesus himself. You lied. You got to go. See, so it was okay for Dan. It's okay for Dan to get away with lying.
Because you know
is.
How it is. You know how it is in that house.
I know.
You know
exactly.
How it is in that house. And we all
exactly.
have been there, and we all have been subject
to
that.
I tried
to
nail Dan to the cross. I tried to nail Dan to the cross, but
yes,
I could only be one person.
Yes.
Only one person.
Paul
but the thing
is,
like, people – people still fail to realize that people of color are held to a different standard.
Yeah,
we are. That's just what it is. Like,
amen.
You know, we are just held to a completely different standard, and that is never going to change. It's never going to change.
Those of us,
you know,
who don't feel that way get tired of seeing it too, even though we may not be African-American, we get tired of it, too. You know,
yeah.
I don't want to see that. I don't want to hear that, you know.
You know, but
we
then
get
you have
tired
but
of
the, ones
it too.
That, the ones that piss me off that are saying, like, oh, you're just playing the race card. Like, how the fuck are you supposed to tell me how to feel? You know what
yeah.
I mean? Really, you're supposed to tell me how to feel? Have you ever been called a nigger?
Uh-oh.
You know?
You better talk about it.
Like,
yep.
You know, have you ever – let's talk about how one time I was called a nigger on my birthday. Let's talk about that. You know what I mean? So until you've been called a nigger or until you've been looked at some kind of way because of just how you look, and I think I have a very inviting look. I have a very non-threatening look. But you still get looks just because of the fucking color of your skin. So don't fucking sit here and tell me that I shouldn't be pulling the race card or, you know, all this bullshit that you have no fucking clue about. Fuck you.
Uh-oh.
With a sick dick.
Monica, what's your thoughts on the entire mess that Paul has gotten himself into?
Like I said, I didn't know anything about it until someone sent me the link. Like I said, I only watch the show, and I read some posts, and I get a kick out of what people say. But me, black, a woman who was on the show, we didn't see it. Like I told you, it's a different kind of beast. But racism, people don't want you to say. They're always saying, "Why y'all have to bring up the race car?" It is what it is. Okay, if he was saying black, once he said blackface, he blew it for me.
Yeah.
They want to put up the black mask and they think it's cute. It's not cute. That black woman, first, in there, black by herself.
Exactly.
And she
and that's
got
what
nobody
they don't understand.
Got her back. Ain't nobody got her back.
Oh, my God, Monica. That's what I've been saying this for years. Black people do not ever have that loyalty they don't have that loyalty attached to them like white people do on that show.
That's
do
right.
Everyone, everybody, black people do not ever have that ride or die. All they're easily expendable. Black people are considered a free week for other house guests.
Ooh,
that's
ooh.
What it is. They're either a free week or a pawn. I
yep.
said it.
You could say
that. Either a free week or a fucking pawn.
And they
so
find
like, you know,
any excuse to say
yeah.
why she should go. Because she reads the Bible. Because she did the this. She did the that. She
oh, and now,
the
oh, and now I
before.
Hear she's making them uncomfortable.
She's making them
uncomfortable. Of course, you know it always
like
goes. That classic, they're making me uncomfortable line.
Mm-hmm. I feel threatened.
Like, I'm sick of it. You know, I'm so sick of it because I'm offended being one of the few black faces that's walked through those fucking doors.
Yep.
It's bullshit.
Yep.
Well, you guys, just to let you guys know, between a few minutes before we went on air, shit has been going down on the feeds. And
oh yeah, Josh
not
has
only,
been getting them
yes,
all the way
not only
together.
That, but Latinos are getting trashed in that house, and Josh got some hot sauce thrown up in his face. Okay.
Yeah, I'm telling you,
and
that would have been that would have been the end of my day.
By Mark.
Yeah.
And retaliated with ketchup and ranch dressing thrown back in the face. And then they all, oh my God, Josh, I can't believe you did that. Why would you do that? Because he had hot sauce in his eyes, bitch. That's why he did it.
I'm telling
and you're
you.
You're the one
I'm,
that told him to do it.
Because, you know, I'm telling you, if that would have been me, I would have waited till his ass would have gone to sleep. And I would have went in that kitchen and I would have whipped up a nice little something for him. I threw that shit all in his face while he was sleeping. Woke his ass up. That's what I would have did. Because I'm petty like that.
Yes. See, somewhere in their mind, they feel like they can do that kind of thing
snoring.
On that show. That's crazy. That's embarrassing. Big Brother is a show to enjoy, and they have turned it into whatever they turned it into. And, hey, this is what they wanted. This is what they got. It's not about, yeah, it's always about ratings, but that stuff is a little bit too much.
It is.
And it was, it's a little bit too much. You know, I still watch it. I enjoy it. But I've been waiting, and everybody gets mad when I, you know, I go anonymous on the boards. I go, oh, I was wondering when they was going to find an excuse for Dominique. They go, say, there you go with that racism. You can call it whatever you want to call it. I can tell it. I can say it because I did the show. How about that?
Yeah. They don't understand. I'm telling you, every time a black person is in danger on that show, there's no saving them. They might as well hang it up.
They might as well hang it
up. You know what I mean? Like, they don't care. It's like, oh, there's a forest burning right there. Okay, let's go get some Starbucks. Who cares?
But see, but you know? I can't with you. But what I will say is, I mean, I did the show a long time ago, and stuff has changed. And I thank God that I have to deal with that type of crap. I had to deal with crap, but it wasn't that severe. Sorry. It wasn't that severe.
Yeah.
It wasn't that severe, but my point was, I will say it again. When you're on there alone by yourself, you don't know what to do, and you want to whip some ass, but you can't because they'll throw you out. But they'll
exactly.
let Christmas say,
the
but they'll throw me
they
out
don't...
for busting somebody in their face. How about that?
And then they wonder why they wonder why people get, you know, how they are because, like, you throw us in there, you throw one little sprinkle of black person in there with, you know, someone who they, you know, they can't even relate to everybody. You know, you got, you know, all these other different white people. They can relate on numerous levels, you know. Oh, yeah, I know that band. Oh, yeah, I know Sweet Home Alabama. I know Journey. All that, like, we you know what I mean? Like, they always have, because trust me, you know, Sweet Home Alabama and Journey are very white songs that it's like a white national anthem. Like,
oh,
you go into a bar and Sweet Home
oh,
Alabama
no,
come home,
did,
gone, the whole damn bar is going to be singing that
Journey
damn song.
Up in here.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, but I'm just using that as an example because, like, they don't put black people in there to where they can identify with someone else. You know what I mean? Cool. Like, it's bullshit. You know, like, it's garbage. It really is. And I'm
we haven't heard from Keith. Keith, you know, now that TMZ is involved and, you know, this is kind of like a worldwide thing now because it's been on the news. I've seen it on the news. I've seen Marcellus talking about it. He's been doing interviews on the air and everything. What are your thoughts a little bit on that, too, you know?
I agree with what Parker is saying and what everybody else is saying. And my season was a little bit different because it was the first time where they cast more than one black person in the house. So it was myself, it was Lawan, it was Kalia. But like Parker said, to his point, we didn't stick together. Kalia is one of the ones that flipped and voted me out. So that's the first thing. That was the first thing right there. And then secondly, I think about the casting process when I went through it. Like, production told me so much. They said, casting told me so much. They, Allison and Rich were like, oh, man, you like the perfect black guy. You love the Lord and you love women and you come from this great background. You're going to look great on the show. But then, so when I get in the house, I'm thinking, oh, man, I'm going to look like the Bachelor on here. So then I go into the diary room, and everybody know the diary room, you're supposed to discuss your strategies and things. So when I get in the diary room, I say, okay, this is what I want to do. And they say, no, we want to go a different way with you, Keith. Tell me what you think of Jordan's bikini. Tell me what you think of Rachel's implants. Tell me what you think of Sports is behind. And I'm saying, like, what? Like, and I'm answering all these questions. And then once the show runs, every time I sit in the diary room, I'm making some flip comment about the box.
I
was telling people that's not me. I didn't say that. And then my mother was like, "Well, that's you saying that right there." And I'm like, "Yeah, that's me saying it, but it's not that." It's
oh wow, You know that's why I call you Thirst Monster.
Yeah, totally. That's the way they made me look. I tried to go in there and play games.
Damn, they set you up.
And they set me up good. Like I had no idea they had me out there looking like I was trying to sleep with all the women and doing all this. So it's like when we go on these reality shows, like African Americans, period, they can only play one of three characters. They can play either you're gonna be like the clown, the class clown who's gonna be in there goofy all the time, or you're gonna be like the player, like the one that's chasing after the women. You're never gonna be the bachelor. You're never gonna be and then they prey on people who like in the church,
As soon as I saw Dominique, I was like, oh, here we go again. Here we go again with the God-fearing black girl Christian. Here we go.
Yep. And then the mistake that they always make is, yes, I love the Lord, and that's my faith is first and foremost. But when I got into the house, I wasn't the one in the background praying all the time and doing this. I'll have my religion, and if it came up, I talked about it. But you never gonna see me on the feed, you know, praying and talking and doing this and doing that. But my relationship with God is personal. I don't have to take it on TV and try and make a big show out of it and say, yeah, God told me this, God told me that, because I wholeheartedly believe God is not in that game. But all these people who keep saying God told me this, they are a bold faced liar, because God don't believe in lying and cheating and deception. That's all that game is. So why would I take? Why would I go in there and say,
hallelujah,
exactly.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? That makes no sense. But it is like we are not a black person will never win that game.
Ever.
No matter what you say, no matter like Monica, you ruined it. You got too far for us to ever make it. Like after you got as far as you did, they say forget this. They, these,
and you see,
they
and you see how they stopped Danielle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
A black person will never ever win that game.
Yeah, but
ever
win, no matter what.
I have a better chance at having a baby than a black person.
Oh my god.
Winning that game.
That's why I love you to death, honey. You know what? You turning it out. Oh, Lord have mercy.
Now, can I ask you guys?
That's why they'll never bring me back.
I want you guys to talk about this, because this is what's got the people in an uproar, okay? Is the difference between them saying, oh, he didn't say black face, he said black mask. I don't think there's a difference. I think it's the same fucking shit. Is there a difference? Like, are people reading too much into it?
Well, black mask, black face, I don't give a damn because she's a black woman. So that's the end of the story. That's it for me.
Don't even use it. Don't say that. Like, you there's certain things you just don't say.
He should have known better.
It's all doing the same thing, isn't it?
It's all
serving the same purpose. So what does that one little word mean, do?
But I hate to bring these things back up, but it's all about the people who say things. Let's rewind back to season 13, and Jeff, America's favorite house guest, got into a homophobic rant with Kalia. He told her he didn't like gay people, all that type of stuff, but like they were pedophiles, and he would never.
And now this motherfucker hosting the damn shows and shit.
And he won American Player that season. Now, if I would have said something crazy or did something like that, they would have been saying, get his black ass out of there. He a crooked preacher. That's what they would have said. They like, they would have said all of that. But when Jeff did it, he's like, oh, he's just expressing himself. It's okay. So it's still like we get the bad. I hate to say it, but it's the truth, man. We get the bad side of things. Parker, you're so right.
We do every time, like, you know, and it's a shame that people don't see it. They would rather shoot you down and tell you that you're constantly playing the race card, you know, instead of seeing it for what it is. Like, instead of like just belittling what I'm saying, how about try taking the time out to actually understand why I'm saying what I'm saying? I'm not just saying the shit just to say it. Like, there's truth behind it. It's my truth. It's my perception.
I do see what you're saying. I 100% see what you're saying. And
okay,
you know,
so
I don't just like cry
people
wolf off
CBS
of bullshit.
Don't see it.
But I tell
this
you,
know,
that's
the guys that need to see it.
The people at CBS see it. The people at CBS see it because it's production's job and casting's job to identify the stereotypes and exploit them. That's what their job is.
Yep. So you guys, this is my next question to you guys. I want you guys to, you know, answer this, okay? Do you think CBS is going to show this, air this, and how do you think, if they do air it, how do you think they're going to air it? Do you think they're going to air it the way we see it, or do you think they're going to cover it up?
I'm going to speak first. I think they're going to downplay it, and Paul is going to get a good edit. It's going to be swept under the rug, and we're going to keep on playing. That's what's going to happen. Guarantee it.
Paul is Allison Gradner's golden boy. So, to be honest with you, I will be surprised if we even see it. But if they do play it, it will be.
Or do you think he's going to be the Frank Undy, where Frank Undy was the golden child last year, and then when he started, you know, turning and bashing women and telling women where they belong and what place they belong in the world and the house and whatever, they kind of washed their hands of him, showed his colors, and his ass was out of the house that next week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How do you think that they're going to do it? What do you think, Monica? How do you think they're going to air this debacle?
Okay, well, let's go back to when we had the other racist season with them girls.
15. Yeah, season 15.
15.
All the whole cast was racist. Yeah.
Well, they showed the turning of the bed, and they showed some stuff, but it kept on going. They're going to downplay it because it's too publicized now. You know, I know TMZ, The Shade Room, all these different places are showing it. And what they show, it doesn't matter. He said blackface. CBS is in the room, cutting it up. They're either going to show it or they're going to downplay it because a lot of people online are saying that we black folks are twisting it up, and that's not what he meant. He should have never said it. If they show it, I'll be surprised. If they do, I will be surprised. If they don't, I don't really give a damn because it's already out there. Because we are in the age of social media. Because when I did it, there was no social media. So therefore, they can get away with doing whatever they want to do because they are the boss.
Yeah.
And it's not going to change the game. It's not going to go off. People are going to still love it, and it's going to go on and on and on, and that's just how it's going to be. And if they don't want black folks to go for it, black folks are just not going Big Brother because you're not going to win. Unless you're going on in now like everybody else to be a star or to get endorsement, stop playing. You're clowning.
Yeah, because you're only going on there to be a supporting cast. You'll never be the star. The only way that you can get on there is if you're either a devout Christian, a womanizer, angry, or gay.
Well,
if you're black,
know what?
Those are...
Well, Parker, when I did it, I must say it was just like I always explain to people. To me, in my opinion, it was a new show. When you have your first baby, you do what you think is best to nurture that baby. But once that baby get big and you have another one, then you start knowing what to do. I think they handled our season very well. They had nothing to go by.
You know what really surprised me, though, was the fact that for last season, how they brought in Zakiya. Because normally, you know, the white girl is the hottest girl in the house.
Right.
You know, but, like, you know, that's what it really shocked me when they showed Zakiya. Because, you know, here she is, this beautiful black girl.
Yeah,
that was there. That's unheard of a black girl being like the hottest girl in the house.
Right.
You know, so it's just like they still, it's just a very white centric television show.
Right.
You know, and like I get it. You know, you got your demographics. You got to cater to your demographics because like even like what do they say like what. As far as like African Americans in the country, I think like 60% is white. 60% of this country is white or whatever like that. So, of course, they're going to cater to their demographics. But, like, I don't know. I feel like that's the same thing. Why don't you think that they ever have any black showmances, all black showmances, or even setting up the possibility to have a black showmance? They didn't even do that on season 13, on your season, Keith.
Nope, they didn't accept.
You know what I mean? Because, like, there was no way that, you know, you weren't into Kalia. Kalia wasn't into you. Luan was gay. What's going on here? You know?
Yeah.
Look at season 10 with Ali and Libra. Libra was married, you know? So, like, there was that
wasn't
gonna
happen. And then there was Ali and April.
It's like, yeah, it's like they don't recognize black love, you know? Like, they don't recognize that kind of thing.
Nope.
So,
and if one of the white boys wanted one of us black girls, people would have a damn fit. And in the real world, they're interracial couples, so they need to stop playing.
I mean,
that
but
too.
No, I mean they embraced Zakiya and Pauly though.
Yeah, they did.
Zakiya
no,
was a
they
damn
did.
Fool.
That was good.
Yeah, Zakiya was a damn fool though. But
yeah.
You know, that's besides the point.
That's besides the point.
You know, because I actually thought they were a really good looking couple.
I
but
did too.
Again,
yes.
But again, you never ever. We'll see two black people in a showmance on that show. Two things you'll never see on Big Brother. A black manner and a black showmance.
Nope.
You'll see a gay showmance before you see a black one.
Oh, you better say it again. One.
Man,
one time.
I am just serving all kinds of truths today on this buffet. All
but
kinds.
But
sipping on some tea over here.
Michelle. You have Parker and you have Monica. Oh my God!
I got the light right now.
They
gonna
get you
ready.
In the night, girl. They gonna get you.
But they aren't
sure
even ready.
And I will give you my address. 90210. Come get me.
CVS gonna send you a cease and desist. Talking about us.
I know you can copy and paste one if needed. Oh, snappy.
You know,
and the season was going so well, like I said earlier with the Cody and how that was going down. And then when they gave Paul all the power, and then they changed everything up because he's the puppet master, and they're his biggest fans, and they forgot why they're in the house. All they want to go is to the jury. You know what? Please, stop playing yourself.
I actually like Cody, and I was really glad that
Cody was putting a wrench in their thing, in their
agenda.
Yeah, you know,
and production was not
agenda.
Having it. Production was – that should have been called the pendant of production, not production.
No doubt.
We can't call it that. We got to call it protection, not production. It'll just give us away.
You would be a very rebellious Parker.
I'm telling you.
I don't know.
Like, that's why I'll never be asked to be back on that show because I just speak the truth. And they can't handle that shit.
Listen, I just hope that they show, you know, how it went down. That, you know, they need to know social media is so huge and, you know, they can't hide things under the rug. They need to address it, approach it. Properly, you know, because I think that I'll be honest with you. I think there's a lot of little spies on social media right now that are taking polls and seeing what the social media is thinking.
But
and if it's
you know, what's funny though, like if people's attitudes have changed about Paul and like that shit. Like he has a very low. He has a Trump approval rating right now, even lower than
Trump approval rating.
Yeah, he's not true. He's not.
His approval rating has gone down so much.
Yeah, but Trump says he's looking good for me so far. You know, so they might jump on that bandwagon. You never know. They might jump on that bandwagon. Cody will come in for the swoop and take out Paul and. All is well again in all of Big Brother land.
Oh, my God. I love Cody, though.
I like Cody.
I do, too.
Somebody posts something really bad, and I'm just about integrity. I was like, really? Are y'all kidding me about Cody? Because I said, I want him back. I hope he comes back. I said, oh, how could you say that? He said this and that. I said, I don't know what he said. All I know what he said is on CBS because I don't watch no feed.
He didn't say nothing.
He didn't say nothing. I didn't think so.
He didn't say nothing. He did what he was supposed to do. He was supposed to take out Paul. He executed the plan properly. It went in effect, and then dependent on production came in, and that just stopped everything.
I love
that.
Oh, my goodness. Well, they got this. Now, let's talk about this Hex thing, okay? I'm a little bit confused at what this, you know, den of temptation is, and it's called the Hex. Now, what
the halting
is it? The halting Hex. So they can actually stop somebody from coming back from battle back jury. Is that what it is?
Yep. I think they can stop an eviction.
They can stop an eviction, but they can't stop back the battle back, right? Whoever returns, because that's what I'm gathering.
Yeah, that's the way I took it. I think that they can stop somebody from playing the battle back, like whoever it is, like whoever. I don't know how they're gonna, you know, unleash it. But my comprehension is that whoever gets it can use it during the battle back. So let's say Mark gets it, and he say, "Oh man, I don't want Cody to compete to come back in the house." Guess what? Cody is going home.
Oh,
well, that's what I'm all confused about. About that part.
Well, you see,
I think production's confused too. They're gonna just make. They're gonna wing it.
Yeah,
they're
see,
gonna,
I'm
no,
not really
clear
on
know.
That either. And I don't like the fact that they put this twist in so that one particular person, or somehow they're gonna block somebody from coming back from the battle back. Because why put in battle back if they can block the person, a winner, from coming back? It doesn't make sense to me, unless it's production pulling their stuff again and, you know, being puppet master on who's going to win the game. You know, it's like they have to be puppet master.
It's getting
well,
old.
At the end of the day,
getting old.
It is a TV show at the end of the day. And that's what I just have to keep reminding myself, because, like, you know, every season, you know what to expect. You expect to be disappointed. At some point of the game, you're going to expect to be disappointed. You know, so, like, you just got to take the good with the bad. Like, I really love the game, and that's the reason why I watch. But I don't think if I didn't actually play the game before, I probably wouldn't be as dedicated to it, just because I wouldn't have had that special connection to it. But, like, just seeing, you know, the game every season, like, I really enjoy it. But, like, do I like the production interference part? Fuck no. You know, it pisses me off every season. But, like, you just got to remember, it's just a TV show. Fuck them.
I agree with you 100%, Parker. I watch it because I enjoy it, and just to see how folks are crazy they are. And, I watched it. I was very excited from day one with Cody. And I was like, finally, somebody playing the damn game. Nobody told him what to do. That's just
and
how
I
feel.
Same here. It is a TV show at the end of the day, but it's so predictable now. Like, you pretty much know what's going to happen. You pretty much know who's going to stand, who's going to do what. And even like you said, and I don't want to go back to the whole African-American thing, but even the way they cast the African-American, like Parker, you called it. Like, if you a devout Christian, you in the house. You know, it's period, point blank. If you're talking about God and you like what I call, they say when I went through the casting process, they kept saying, "Keith, you're a safe black guy." I'm like, safe? You know what I mean? Like, what is that? That's what they coined me when every
wow.
time I was through my, they said, "Keith, we look at you, you're like a safe black guy." That's what Allison and Rich told me. That's out of their mouth.
You know, when I left the final interview with the cat, with like all those producers in the room, I actually like went off on one of the producers because he just kept on bringing up some bullshit, and I just called him out on it. As soon as I left, Robin's like, "You did exactly what I knew you were going to do."
Exactly.
Well.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know
what's
so
like,
funny?
You know, they wanted that angry black guy. You know. That's exactly what they wanted, and I did not disappoint.
But you know what? But I'll tell you this. Well, I go way back, you know, it's been a long time, but I can remember everything. It's like, do you think, my question is, do you think you can win? I said, yeah, I can win, but I won't. You want to know why? Oh, okay, that's why. Okay, do you think you can win? Yes, I can win, but I'm not. I told them I would make it either to the final five or the final three. And when I walked out of the house, they said, "How did you know that?" I said, "Because I know how people think and feel."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's the real deal. And that's not pulling no race card. That's playing the game. How about that?
Yeah.
Yep. All right, you guys, we're getting close to the end of the show, so I want to one by one ask you guys a question and maybe give some of your final thoughts if you haven't already. Let's start off with Keith. Keith.
Yes.
You know,
no, let me answer, Michelle.
Wait, I will marry you.
I will marry you. That's the question.
Yes. Yes, you want to marry this, honey. Yep.
I will. I will impregnate you. Which one is it? Which one do you want? Which one should I do?
Oh, shit. Okay. Okay. Well, we got Keith's thoughts. Moving on. No. Keith, you know, we've got this Den of Temptations. We got all these different things happening, battle back. Just give some final thoughts on, you know, right now with the season and also who you're rooting for at this point, who's in the house right now with none of that other extra bullshit. Go for it.
I like Kevin. The Den of Temptation is baloney. I hope Cody comes back and he can get pretty far. So I'm rooting right now. I'm rooting for Kevin to win. If Cody don't come back in, if Cody comes back in, then get Cody to win it.
Okay, and I like myself 4 carats. Moving on, Miss Monica. your thoughts, and also at this moment right now, who are you rooting for to win?
Well, I like Kevin, but I liked Alex, but she can go and go somewhere and go jump in the river, put a rock around her waist and go jump in the river.
She sold out the ball. Yeah, she done.
Yeah, she done. She started off right, too. The Temptation stuff is fun. I think it's fun. It's hilarious. Whether it's rigged, or I hate to use that word because, you know, people are not happy about that rigged word. But I like the Temptation. It throws a little monkey wrench in the program. It's fun. I want Cody to come back. If he doesn't come back, okay, he doesn't come back. But I want to see how it plays out now because I don't know who I want now. It's still too early. Like I said, I liked Alex, but she could tie a rope around her waist and jump in the river. So far, it's Kevin, but that's just, you know, it could be the Silver Fox. I would have if Christmas wouldn't have hurt herself and still be in the game, which she should be at her ass home relaxing, putting her foot on a pillow. It would have been Christmas, but you know what? I'll just ask me in a couple of weeks and we'll chit chat and I'll tell you how I feel. But right now, I don't even really care. How about that?
Okay, restart that chessboard. Monica just threw the chessboard off the table, and there's pieces flying down, okay? Now, paka, 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 paka. Honey, the first person I got out of the house. Go for it.
I do like the Temptations, though. I think that's cool. I like the little frog thing. That was fun. I felt like Dominique probably got bit by the snake a little early on in life because she's black.
Yep.
But she already had that curse. could you imagine that? But as far as who I'm rooting for, same. I feel the same about Alex as Monica does. Like, I was really on board with her early on when she was targeting the showmances. And then after she sold out to Paul and put Dominique on the block, I'm like, bitch. I mean, excuse my language, but, you know, like, I was like, what the fuck are you doing? You know, like, that's some bullshit because you're supposed to be, like, Dominique is not even a threat as much as these showmances are. So,
Right. Really,
you're going to use her? Like, that just goes back to the point where I made earlier about black people are held to a different standard. They do one little thing, it's blown completely out of proportion, and all of a sudden it's North Korea.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, but, like, I am rooting for, I would say, Kevin and Josh.
Okay. All right. And just to let you guys know, someone made up a good point on the chat room. It seems like the game is already halfway over, but guess what? We're only in week 3. So take that
Seriously. All
in, people. Take that all in. This is week 3. So, holy shit. I'm down with Kevin. I like his mojos. I like his fatherly ways. I'm down with Jessica. I like Jessica. That's my Rhode Island girl. And I love me some Josh. Josh can, you know,
oh my
really
God. Josh reminds me a lot of myself, how he goes the fuck off on people. He reminds me of me. So, like, I have so much love for Josh.
Watch him if he wins HOH. Watch him if he wins HOH. Let me tell
God.
You that right now.
I'm going to die.
Parker, make sure you call me. We need to chit-chat in private.
Yes, because we got some catching up to do.
Sorry, Michelle.
Oh, goodness.
It's a blast.
That's all right. Listen.
I got to get back up
listen,
here.
Listen, you'll be three-waying me in anyway. Who are you fooling? Get the hell out of here.
Hey, hold on. Michelle. Hey, Michelle.
Yes.
I do.
Yes.
Before we close, I just want to talk to the people out there that listen to us. None of us African Americans here are racist at all. And what we're talking about is real. And we went through the process, and we know what we're saying. So I don't want people to try to come off like, oh, they damn racist.
It's not the fact that we went through the process. We go through life. This is our fucking life. We deal with this shit.
So if you can't understand that,
I'm sorry about your life.
We talking for real. Yeah, we this is for real. That's all I wanted to say.
Yeah, no, we're here to talk about exactly what you guys are feeling and what you go through every day of your life and what you've been and what you will be doing, because this is not just past right now, but it's also the future that we're talking about here. So talking about it, discussing it is as healthy as it can get at this point. You know, besides wrapping a rope around Alex and, you know, putting a big rock, that's the only unhealthy thing.
Wrap it around her waist and throw her in the Atlantic River, okay?
I cannot. All right. Well, thank you guys all very much. Keith and Monica and, of course, our surprise Parker. Thank you very much. I love the surprises.
You're welcome.
And guess what? This ain't just going to be the last time we're going to get together, because we're going to wrangle up together once, maybe in about a month or so, and we're going to come back and we're going to compare notes and see how the dinner temptation is lurking, see what kind of snake we're talking about now. How's that?
Yeah, let's do that.
Keith, can you say goodbye to everybody before you go? We're going to say one other time because they want to hear your beautiful voices. Keith, say goodbye to everybody.
Hey, bye, everybody. Thanks for having me.
I appreciate all of y'all. I enjoyed myself, and all kudos. Talk to y'all soon.
Love you, Monica.
Thank you.
Bye, y'all.
Thank you.
See you,
Parker.
Parker.
All right,
Parker.
Bye.
Be on the lookout for your Twitter, Parker. Is Adias still there? I forgot. Adias must have just sat there like loving it, loving it, loving it. All right, Miss Cherry Pie. Yes.
All right, Miss Cherry Pie. Thank you.
Love you guys.
Thank you, Monica.
Much.
Love you.
All right. Good night, y'all.
Good night.
Good night. Later.
Woo. Yes. Cherry, that was a show right there. That was a show of truth, of just what real life is all about, whether or not you agree with every statement out of their mouth or our mouth or whatever's going out there in the Big Brother world. Everybody has their own opinion. Everybody's got their own life that they live, their own shoes that they've walked in, and we need to respect everybody's feelings and thoughts, and this is how we get all of it out, by having a friendly, you know, powwow and discuss, and I think open up the minds of some out there that maybe looked at things differently, and maybe the other way around. You just never know. We're not there trying to change everybody's mind or whatever. We're just here to let people voice their opinions, and that's what Manic Monday is all about. Right, Cherry Pie?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you have any last words you want to say, Miss Cherry Pie? Because guess what? Next week, we're going to be talking about who battled back. We're going to be talking about probably who, hopefully, an HOH that will flip that house upside down. Did CBS show the snake incident as we saw it, or as you saw it, or as they saw it, Cherry? Only time will tell, right?
Yep, we're ready to close tonight's show out. I'm going to close it with Ron, as we always do. Everyone, thank you so much for coming tonight. And we hope we have a great week. Here's Ron to take us out tonight. Make sure you join us next week at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central. Here's Ron to take us out for the night.
I want to finish off the show with a little music and say to all of my listeners, thank you guys, and thank you all for coming in.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
God bless you, and thank you for listening to the show. And it was a great one.
Hey, good night, Michelle.
Love you, Cherry Pie. Love you guys. Good night.
That's a wrap. Good night, y'all.